This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stachow. Expressions of shock and grief continue today after a shooting yesterday on the campus of UNC Charlotte. Two people were killed, four others injured. A suspect who was armed with a pistol was taken into custody and identified as a former student. Joining us from partner station WFAE in Charlotte is Sarah D'Elia. Welcome back, Sarah.
Thanks, Frank.
What do we know now about what happened last night?
Well, there's still a lot of unknowns, and actually later this afternoon, UNC Charlotte and CMPD, the Charlotte-Mecklenburg Police Department, are going to be holding a joint press conference where we're hoping to get more answers. We do know the identity of the shooter, Tristan Andrew Terrell, and he's been taken into custody. He's facing multiple charges, two counts of murder, four counts of attempted murder, and four counts of assault with a deadly weapon with intent to kill. And we also know that he has a hearing tomorrow that we'll be covering as well.
And the last we heard, there were four people in the hospital, three in critical condition. I don't know if that's changed in the last half hour or so.
We heard this morning that it appears that their conditions have stabilized and that they're expected, at least the last update that we got, that they're all expected to make full recoveries. That was the most recent update that we got.
And certainly there was confusion, chaos in the immediate aftermath, and a team from WFAE, your reporter, spoke with a number of students on campus, including Casey Jacobson.
They were screaming, someone was shooting. Sounds like one of the girls that was in there had a bullet graze her face from what it looked like. There was blood on the side of her face. We didn't know what it was.
Casey Jacobson, a student at UNC Charlotte, last night talking with WFAE reporter Sarah D'Elia. Now, what do we know about the victims?
Well, we are still learning a lot about the victims. We do have their ages. We know that Ellis Pallier and Riley Howell, they're the two that are deceased, and both 19, 21. The four that are injured, they range in age from 19, 20 to 23, so young students. All of them were students. We're still waiting to kind of confirm the details of what actually happened when the shooting occurred, and hopefully we'll have more of those details later today.
And I know that The university was in the middle of exams, at least for some students. When is the university, do we know, when is the campus going to return to regular operation?
So UNC Charlotte has, they've delayed exams through Sunday, so students will still have to take their exams. We've heard that they're going to be working with students. Obviously, this is just an impossible time to be finishing up your semester. Yesterday was the last day of the semester for a lot of students. It was a happy day on campus. It was your typical last day of a semester where you're not really thinking about anything horrific like this happening. So we do know that they've delayed exams through Sunday, but, you know, students will have to complete their exams, and the university's going to work with them on that.
And, of course, graduation is coming up, and I know WFAE reporters spoke with UNC Charlotte Chancellor Philip Dubois about the impact on graduation. Let's listen.
I think I counted up almost 5,000 students graduating at the end of next week, both undergraduate and graduate, and they're deeply affected by this tragedy as well. So we have to think carefully about how that ceremony is conducted in memory of these individuals.
UNC Charlotte Chancellor Philip Dubois. I'm speaking with WFAE reporter Sarah D'Elia. So what about on campus now? I mean, what's the mood on campus and what's happening on the campus now?
I've heard that it's relatively quiet on campus right now, but I will be going to a press conference in a couple hours, that joint press conference between UNC Charlotte and the Charlotte-Mecklenburg Police Department, and I'll have more of a better idea of what it's like. But from what we've seen on social media, the students that have called in and asked to speak to us, it's just a really somber time, which is understandable, and people kind of trying to get reconnected where they were. We know that people were on lockdown for several hours, and that lockdown didn't just end when they were allowed to leave the building that they were on lockdown. If you were a student who lives on campus housing, you couldn't necessarily get back into your apartment. So I think a lot of students are reorienting themselves today and probably connecting a lot with loved ones.
All right. Finally, what do we know about the alleged shooter and any possible motive?
We don't know a motive right now. We do know that he's 22, white male. He apparently spent some time in Texas before moving to Charlotte, North Carolina, and that he is a former student of UNC Charlotte. But there's still a lot of unknowns with him.
All right. Sarah D'Elia is a reporter for WFAE in Charlotte. Sarah, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.